Hello, everybody. I'm Dale Coulis, and you are tuning into the Wednesday edition of the Berkshire Hathaway podcast. And today we have on realty expert Caitlin Ramseth, and she'll be talking with us today right after this.
Maybe move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing. Warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. What would tomorrow look like?
Welcome back. We are here with realty expert Caitlin Ramseth. Happy middle of the week to you. How are we doing today?
We are good. Good morning.
Yeah, now it's been about a month since your last appearance here, and you're just kind of first couple months with Berkshire Hathaway. You feel about a month wiser and lots to keep you busy lately?
Yep.
Now, we last talked to you, your closing with how you were getting ready to drive the potato boat parade, the van for Berkshire Hathaway. How did that go through?
So the potato bowl parade was awesome. There was a lot more people there than I expected, and I think the nice weather played a huge role in that. I ended up walking. Someone else drove the van, so I lucked out there. Thanks, Cassie.
Oh, hey, there you go. Nice assist.
Right, yes. So it was really fun, though. We got a lot of candy, and we actually ended up running out towards the end. So that kind of just goes to show how many people were there.
Yeah, I know we're actually just stocking up on Halloween candy here, getting ready for the big Halloween trick-or-treat event that goes on the Grand Cities Mall every year. And gosh, yeah, every year you think you're prepared, but then the kids get the best of you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so I understand that for today's topics, it's going to be all about talking about a lot of various interest rates and stuff. And from what I understand, there's a lot of big interest rate intimidation going on with clients in the market today.
There is. You know, when you hear about interest rates right now, there's the feeling of, I don't know, there's a lot of feelings. There's anger, intimidation, uncertainty for the future. And I think that, you know, we kind of need to have a positive mindset on the idea of interest rates right now, because the news and the media, you see it all over the place that they're like, oh my gosh, interest rates are rising or interest rates jumped. And they need that big headline to kind of scare people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it seems especially the last just so many months, you hear about inflation, this and this is getting cost, and this is intentionally getting raised, and just so many factors.
Right. And there's still a lot of opportunities right now for people who want to buy a home. And what the news isn't telling you is that, okay, interest rates went up a little bit, but like monthly mortgage payments, you know, they only jumped maybe $200. That's what the news isn't telling you. So when people see, oh, interest rates jumped, they back off and they say, oh, I'm not going to buy right now. So.
And I think you were mentioning too, before, kind of right before we went on air here, like you can actually take advantage of interest rates going on sale.
Yeah. So right now, I guess when I go shopping personally, I don't know if when you go shopping for groceries or clothes or what have you, I shop for deals. You know, I don't want to pay full price for items.
And everyone loves a deal.
Everyone loves a good deal, whether that's coupons or, you know, using Cartwheel at Target. Like, everyone is looking for the deals. And right now there is opportunity to essentially get real estate on sale and get a deal on it. And, you know, if you look back 2 or 3 years ago or even this summer, the market was hot. It was crazy. There was aggressive offers. It was competitive. There was so many buyers trying to get a home. And right now with, you know, the hot topic of interest rates are rising, it's not as competitive anymore. So
yes.
Right, it's a good opportunity right now for buyers who are considering buying a home to buy now while the market isn't as competitive as it was.
How would buyers go about looking into interest rates on sales? Like, what kind of resources can people look into for that?
So the first thing is talking to your lender and seeing what you are pre-approved for. And, you know, interest rates are higher than they were 2 or 3 years ago. But like I said, right now you can get a home for less. And what I mean by that is this summer we were seeing offers like $20,000, $30,000 over asking price. So going back to shopping, like if I'm going to go into the grocery store, I am not going to buy a bag of carrots over what it's asking for, you know? Like when you go to the cash register and you scan that pair of pants that you thought was $30 and it ends up being on sale for $12, like, that's exciting, you know? And in today's market, we are seeing a lot of price reductions. So we're seeing homes less than what they were originally priced for. Right there is technically a sale. You're getting the home on sale. And kind of, you know, a story I can talk about is I had clients this summer. We looked at probably like 20 houses this summer. And we wrote like 8 or 9 offers. And it was crazy. It was a crazy market. And right now, it's not as hot as it was. So homebuyers are able to get their first choice in a home.
Wow, 20 offers or 20 houses, yeah.
At least, yeah. 20. I stopped keeping track because there was so, you know, it was a crazy market. There was high offers. It was just so competitive. And, you know, when you think about interest rates right now being higher than what they were 2 or 3 years ago, I think that a positive outlook on it is it's not as competitive as it was. So homebuyers are able to get essentially their first choice in the home that they want.
Wow. Yeah, that is quite the options you have available there. And another topic we had to go over today is opportunities buyers have in today's market. And that kind of goes along right with that.
Yeah. And so I guess we can kind of bring in the slogan I like to use is you date the rate, you marry the house. And right now in this market, this is something to remember for everyone who's considering buying a home. When you're getting married, you're looking for your forever, right? Mm-hmm. You're looking for that person that you're going to spend forever with. That's the idea. Same goes with buying a house. You're looking for a house that essentially you're going to live in forever. Nobody wants to keep moving and going through that process, you know, unless your lifestyle changes and you have to. But essentially, you're looking for the home that you're going to live in forever. And that's the idea of you marry the house, okay? The interest rates, you're dating the rate. You're finding out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, just like if you were dating in the real world. You find what you like, what you don't like. So you buy the house at the rate now, you lock in the rate now. We don't have a crystal ball. I wish we did. But if the rates end up going up, you're going to be darn happy you bought now versus at 10% or whatever they're going to go to. If they go down, then you can refinance.
But yeah, I really like that dating analogy because it's like, hey, things are going well each day. Things are going up and rates are going up. And then, like you said, vice versa on the other end around. Let's try and switch it up.
Exactly. You kind of have to you have to play the game. We don't have a crystal ball. I wish we did because then we would know exactly what to do, when to buy, all that fun stuff. But I say right now, you know, get real estate on sale. Find the house you want. You can come in, you know. We're seeing price reductions, so it helps a lot with buyers. You get the house you want, your first choice. Lock in the rate now because we don't know what they're going to do. And if they go down, it's one of the greatest things about mortgage financing in the U.S. is that we have that opportunity to refinance.
Yeah, that's cool, refinancing. So like if things don't go well with the dating analogy wise, refinancing, how would they go about progressing through that? Just kind of going over the numbers and finding what works best for the clients there?
Exactly. Yep. Definitely have a lender on your side. You need a lender for sure. They're going to have so many different options for you during this time because, you know, you need to have options. So having a lender, having a real estate professional, being able to walk through each step of this process with you is essential during this time. And I have some people who are currently renting in apartments and, you know, they say they're uncertain too. They're scared about what's going to happen in the future. So they say, oh, I'll just hold off and I'll just continue renting because interest rates are high. And it's like, okay, you can either spend 100% interest rate going to your landlord, or you can just go with the 6% now and refinance later, you know? So you kind of have to always look at the positive in times like this and find the opportunities that work for you.
Yeah, I think I was kind of going along with, like, we're mentioning some other just things kind of before the show here, like renters versus homeowners. And that sounds like a big, you know, your positives and negatives. And just kind of like you said, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, just, you know, interest rates are a big factor. Repairs are a big factor. So many options. Like, I imagine that's get that a lot of people just debating, like, should I stick with the apartment or let's see what's out there.
Right. Well, because, you know, when we grow up, we always hear buy low, sell high, whether that's stocks or real estate or whatever it is. So a lot of people, they're shaped to know buy low. So when they see the rates are rising, they kind of get scared and they hold off. And I completely understand that, especially for buyers maybe a year or two ago who considered it, got pre-approved, and saw the price that they were pre-approved at, which now with the rates going up probably changed. So they see that, oh, now I'm approved for lower. I'm going to wait till it goes back up. But we don't know. Your price might not go back up. So, and then I like to remind my buyers, you know, you shouldn't be shopping at that high end of your budget anyway. So even if your budget did go down a little bit, that's okay. We can still find a home that's going to work for your lifestyle. That'll work for you.
Now, that's always a good, just this nice peace of mind to know that, hey, it's not all doom and gloom. There's always a lot of extra options to look into and alternatives.
There is. And as long as you have, like I said, a professional on your side being able to show you and, you know, advise you and teach you about the opportunities and educate you, you're going to be golden.
Very, very cool. And now that's great to hear, especially with the Realty Experts at Berkshire Hathaway, being able to help everyone out with things just like that. I know kind of as we wind down here a little bit, I remember you wanted to talk about some upcoming Halloween event promotions going on with Berkshire Hathaway.
Yeah, so Halloween fall time is my favorite time of year, so I'm really excited. We are going to be here at the Grand Cities Mall on Halloween weekend, and then we also will be on Halloween Day from 3 to 5:30. We are hosting a trunk or treat event at our office, so you can bring your kids, dress up, Halloween costumes. It'll be a great time. We'll hand out candy, so kind of a safe Halloween night for the kiddos.
Yeah, that's just being more and more popular as the years go by, trunk or treats. And, you know, it's got to make it a nice, just kids got to eat it up, because it's like, oh, we'll just hit like three buildings and we'll hit like the same amount of houses in the old Halloween in like a third of the time.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's really nice, too, for families with younger kids to kind of get it done before dark and nighttime. But yeah, it'll be a great time. So come on out.
Where are you going to be situated in Grand Cities Mall here? Will you be far from us here? Do you know the details of that yet?
I don't know the details yet. We just got our booth set up, so we'll see where we're at. Hopefully, we're close to you guys.
I brought in the candy a couple days ago. I stocked up like a bunch of bags. They gave us a recommendation for how much candy to get and all that. So yeah, it'll be a day.
I know. The only thing I'm not too sure about is what to wear for Halloween. So if anyone has ideas, comment in, because I need Halloween ideas.
Well, where can people contact you for our costume ideas there?
So I am on all social media at Caitlin Ram. I'm Seth, and then I'm also on the Berkshire Hathaway website. The best way to reach me is my number is 320-267-6692.
All right, and that is a wrap to your Wednesday edition of the Berkshire Hathaway podcast. Many thanks to Caitlin Ramseth for joining us today, and many thanks to producer Paul. We will be back with the next Berkshire Hathaway podcast Friday morning at 10. Until then, have a good day and goodbye for now.